The pressure to get good grades at an elite American university like Harvard or Princeton or Yale can be overwhelming. But the pressure to get good grades at a top university in South Korea can be even worse. The Korea Advanced Institute for Science and Technology is a case in point. Four students at KAIST have taken their own lives in the past 5 months. Some critics blame a tuition system that penalizes students who don't get superior grades. Reporter Jason Struther sent us this story from the campus in Daejeon.
Members of the KAIST baseball club take the field for a quick game after class. The students here aren't known for their athletic skills. KAIST is the MIT of South Korea, and graduates are practically a short a job in the science and engineering fields. KAIST models its curriculum on American universities. Even the classes are taught in English. And that makes it tough for some students here, says a 22-year-old math major. He asked to be called Chung.
Many students haven't experienced that lecture done by English, so when they first come here, they need some help.
Switching to Korean, Chung says what makes studying at KAIST especially stressful, though, is the school's unique tuition policy. Undergrads at KAIST attend tuition-free as long as they maintain a 3.0 GPA. But if their grades slip, they have to start paying. Tuition is $5,500 per semester. It's a financial burden on the family and a source of shame. KAIST says three of the four students who committed suicide didn't have the grades to get free tuition, and that's caused some critics here to blame the system for the deaths. They say KAIST president Seo Nam-pyo also shares some responsibility. Seo recently appeared on television and in front of lawmakers to apologize for the suicides. He promised to end the school's competitive tuition system. Officials at KAIST declined to be interviewed for this story, but KAIST Student Council Vice President Choi In-ho says the critics may not know the whole story. He says we can't say that the suicides were just the result of the tuition fees. Those students could have had other problems. But Choi says he thinks the current policy punishes students who are already falling behind and is glad to see it go. So is Kim Jong-duk, a chemical engineering professor at KAIST. He says Koreans have a deeply ingrained notion that education is the means to a family's social betterment, so students at KAIST and all over Korea feel enough pressure already.
Parents and school and society push them to have better scores in the academic achievement. They feel that if you get the high score, then family may feel that he may be hope for the family.
Several students I spoke with echo that sentiment, but a 22-year-old chemical engineering major who didn't want to give her name says her family doesn't pressure her.
I think the most important thing in my life is my happiness, not study.
For thousands of parents here, their children's happiness means taking them out of the Korean education system altogether. 50-year-old Seo Hee-jung decided to send her son and daughter to the U.S. for high school and college. I met her in a Seoul cafe. She says Korean schools are too competitive and students have no freedom, and she doesn't want that type of life for her kids. The Korean education system is focused only on studying, and only a student's grades are important, she says. There's no opportunity for a student to play sports or do other activities. I just don't think kids can have a happy life here as a student. At KAIST, the administration has announced changes that some students hope will make their lives a little happier and less stressful. Starting this fall, all students will be guaranteed 8 semesters of free education, no matter what their GPA is. Student Council Vice President Choi In-ho says it's a good start, but the pressure doesn't begin at KAIST. He says it's a general problem in Korean society. Whether it's in middle school or high school, students have the same stress. For The World, I'm Jason Struther in Daejeon, South Korea.